WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the world of resilience and discipline. Now, I gotta ask you something. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like one bad email or spilled coffee can send you spiraling into a mini meltdown. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our feelings. Today, we're diving deep into emotional control and self-regulation because mastering your inner world is the key to unlocking true power and living a more intentional life. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. Sometimes they're gentle ripples, sometimes they're raging storms. But you, my friend, are the lighthouse keeper. You get to choose how you respond to those waves, how you navigate them, and whether you let them wash over you or stand strong against the force. Emotional control isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and choosing how to express them in a healthy and constructive way. So, what are some practical ways we can become those lighthouse keepers? First up, awareness is key. You gotta know what triggers your emotional rollercoaster. Is it certain people, situations, or even thoughts? Once you've identified your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies for managing your response. Think of it like a mental speed bump, slow things down before those feelings take over. Next up, practice mindful breathing. Seriously, this stuff is magic. When you feel stress or anger creeping in, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a count of four, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple technique can calm your nervous system and give you a moment to collect yourself. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional circuitry. Another powerful tool is reframing your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts often fuel our emotions? If you catch yourself thinking negative or catastrophic things, try to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, by simply questioning our thoughts, we can shift our perspective and calm the emotional storm brewing inside. Now, let's talk about setting healthy boundaries. You don't have to be a doormat for everyone's emotional baggage. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or trigger negative feelings. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's essential for protecting your emotional well-being. Think of it like investing in yourself. You deserve to prioritize your own peace of mind. Lastly, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Everyone has bad days and makes mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge the situation, learn from it, and move on. Remember, you're human, not a robot. Self-compassion is like a warm blanket on a cold day, reminding you that you're worthy of love and acceptance, even when things get tough. Think about the time you were really stressed out. Maybe you had a big presentation at work or a conflict with a loved one. How did you handle it? Did you let those emotions take control, or did you find ways to manage them? Remember that feeling, the pressure building up, the anxiety swirling around in your chest. Now imagine taking a few deep breaths, reframing those negative thoughts, and setting a boundary to protect your energy. That's the power of emotional control. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, it's about mastering our inner world so we can live more fulfilling and intentional lives. So, go out there and practice those tools, become that lighthouse keeper, guiding your emotions toward calm waters and a brighter horizon. Ready to level up your emotional game? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps me keep bringing you valuable content like this. Until next time, remember, stay stoic, stay strong, and stay empowered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.